Standing on a knoll overlooking Occidental Road and the lush green swath of the Laguna de Santa Rosa's main channel to the west, Susan Churchill looks out into the foggy morning that stands in for the mists of time.
Right here we have layers of history. The Native American population was here, and then the Spaniards came in and settled it, and then it became agriculture. And so we want to showcase all those layers of the history here.
We is the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation, of which Churchill is currently president. And the location is a historic farm that is in the process of becoming the foundation's new home.
Where we're standing is what's called Stone Farm, and this is part of a 112-acre farm that the city of Santa Rosa purchased in 1984. But the unique thing about this farm is that it has the farmstead, the house, and several historical structures. This property was actually designated by the Santa Rosa Cultural Heritage Board as City Cultural Heritage Landmark Number 1.
Stepping into the two-story farmhouse, which has stood there for a century and a half, Churchill notes that it represents a more tangible record of the hilltop's history.
This is called beadboard, the paneling on the walls, and this is some kind of fur on the floor that we've stripped off old aluminum from. The windows are broken, but look at how tiny the door frames are. People were smaller, and here's a staircase that goes almost straight up. And all the lath and plaster. And probably some of this plaster had horsehair as a binder.
Outside the house, the site has been graded and a new access road is beginning to take shape. And tomorrow, Churchill says, the venerable wooden building itself will be uprooted.
It's going to move temporarily and then be placed right back there where it is right now. The foundation that it sits on right now is not to code, needless to say, since it was built about 1863. What we'll be doing is actually raising that two-story structure, moving it off the site, rebuilding the foundation, and putting it right back on. Then we're going to complete the restoration because it will become the administrative offices for the foundation.
All of this is the first of a three-phase project to establish a Laguna Learning Center on the property, a $6 million endeavor that will also include an interpretive center with classrooms and an exhibit hall, and ultimately, a research facility as well. But while fundraising and construction are underway, Churchill notes the foundation is also actively engaged in ecological restoration work directly in the Laguna Channel.
What we're really focusing on right now is restoration. That's our mission, is to preserve and enhance and restore the Laguna as a public amenity and for public to use and enjoy and appreciate. Right now, we're doing a restoration on what's called the Middle Reach Project, which is 2 acres along the main channel between Highway 12 and Occidental Road. That's 2 acres of removal of invasives and replanting of native vegetation, as well as 10 acres of oak restoration, which is upland of the channel.
This work, like the Ludwigia eradication effort nearby, can only be done in the drier summer months when the Laguna's water levels are at their lowest. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.